Welcome to History in 6, a place where we sample history in 6-minute increments. I'm your host, Tima Lindell. Today we're going to talk about John Winthrop. Time is short. Let's jump into it. In our last episode of History in 6, we introduced the conflict between religion and liberty. 1630s, all of the leaders in New England attempted to tackle this topic. Nathan Ward, pastor in Ipswich, wrote, "I dare to take it upon me to be the herald of New England so far as to proclaim to the world, in the name of our colony, that all familists, antinomians, antibaptists, and other enthusiasts shall have free liberty to keep away from us, and such will come, to be gone as fast as they can, the sooner the better. I dare aver that God does nowhere in his world tolerate Christian states to give toleration to such adversaries of his truth, if they have power in their hands to suppress them." Apparently, Nathan wasn't very open to diversity of religion in the colony. In fact, he was basically calling for the government to squash any that were different. And this is the problem when religion splinters into multiple factions. Their main goal is the same, but they have different paths to get there. Religion generally fell into 4 categories in the early colonies. On the fringe, there were the familists. These were lovers of truth. They wanted all the religions to join in a great fellowship of peace. There were the Anabaptists, whose primary tenet was adult baptism. These would be like the Quakers, the Mennonites, the Baptists. Unfortunately, rebaptizing was considered a crime by the more orthodox believers. Generally, there were 2 primary religious groups in the colonies. There were the Orthodox, who believed in the covenant of works, and there were the Antinomians, who believed in a covenant of grace. Now, the covenant of works, you gained God's covenant by doing good things. Sinning was bad, and therefore it should be punishable. While the covenant of grace, they thought that it didn't matter what you did as long as you believed in God. With your belief in God, that would grant you God's covenant. Therefore, sins weren't always punishable and could be forgivable as long as you believed in God. These people believed that laws such as for against murder, against theft, these were just, but not all the laws were necessary, and as such, they didn't have to be followed. Now you can begin to see how these 2 views might clash and cause a division within the leadership in the colonies. John Winthrop spoke on the vexing question of authority of the magistrates and liberty of the people. He laid out a justification for the more orthodox approach to governing. "A liberty to that only which is good, just, and honest. This liberty is maintained and exercised in a way of subjection to authority. It is of the same kind of liberty whereof Christ hath made us free. If you stand for your natural, corrupt liberties and will do what is good in your own eyes, you will not endure the least weight of authority. But if you will be satisfied to enjoy such civil and lawful liberties, such as Christ allows you, then you will quietly and cheerfully submit under the authority which is set over you for your good." Let me summarize that. If you only believe in what you think is right, you're selfish. If you stand for liberties that will corrupt your soul, it will make you ungovernable. If you want to enjoy the liberties that God offers that do not corrupt your soul, you'll happily submit to the authority of the government. And why wouldn't you want to submit to a government where the leaders are selected based upon their good works? I mean, they will naturally work for the best interest of the colony, and they will have the greater good at the forefront of their minds at all time. It's a perfect solution to governing the colonies. Well, it might be good in theory, but practice, it didn't always work that way. And John Winthrop is Exhibit A in this process. Winthrop was a naturally charismatic leader, which is why he was picked to be governor to begin with. His governance, on the other hand, was harsh. He created an orthodox theocracy run by the quote-unquote godly men of the colony. Basically, it was a dictatorship. Everyone had to swear an oath of loyalty to the government. And he was ruthless in dealing with dissent. He considered it antisocial behavior. He burned down Thomas Morton's house and kept him in the stocks until he could be sent home. What was his crime? He erected a mail pole and was reveling. Philip Radcliffe was whipped and had his ears cut off for, quote-unquote, most foul, scandalous invectives against our church and government. Winthrop's stern and brutal leadership led many strong-minded types, probably the majority, to feel he had exceeded his authority. Winthrop was doing what he thought was best rather than what was good for the people. I mean, he obligated all colonists to swear an oath of loyalty, but he didn't himself follow the rules. He was supposed to call a general court 4 times a year. He only did it once. After 4 years of living under his quote-unquote tyranny, many of the colonists demanded he show them the charter. He reluctantly did so, and for good reason, because he was found to have acted ultra vires or beyond his authority. Regardless of religion, the colonists brought with them from England a sense of rule of law. They were interested in laws and not powerful men. I mean, it was the primary reason for leaving England in the first place. The colonists had been promised all the rights of an Englishman, and they were going to enforce them. They believed that Winthrop had deprived them of their rights. The colony was governed by a representative body where each village sent a representative to help make laws. At their next meeting, they deposed Winthrop and replaced him with Thomas Dudley in 1634. This was the first coup in the history of America, and most importantly, it was carried out without a gunshot. Instead, it was carried out with words, arguments, the rule of law. An important moment for these fledgling colonies. If you've enjoyed this episode, tell a friend about us. If you haven't already, subscribe to get future content. And as always, have a great day if you want to.